want God indeed wants us to have a kind of intimacy, a kind of fellowship with him that is abiding. But unfortunately, many times we really don't get to that point. And through this word, the Lord wants to help us to understand how we can do that. Let's turn our Bibles to Hosea chapter 6. Hosea chapter 6. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal. He hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us. Come and let us return unto the Lord, for he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. After 2 days will he revive us. In the third day will he raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Let's read Leviticus. Turn your Bible to Leviticus. We are reading chapter 6 from verse 8. Leviticus chapter 6, verse 8. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, command Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the law of the burnt offering. It is the burnt offering because of the burning upon the altar all night unto the morning, and the fire of the altar shall be burning in it. Let's jump to verse 12. And the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. And a priest shall burn wood on it every morning and lay the burnt offering in order upon it. And he shall burn thereon the fat of the peace offering. Now look at verse 13. The fire shall ever be burning upon the altar. It shall never go out. Amen. It shall never go out. Brethren, we can see from these two verses we have read that, you know, right from the beginning, the Lord has sought for a relationship. The Lord has sought for that kind of partnership. If we look at Genesis, right from the beginning, when God created Adam and Eve, the Bible says that, and the Lord always came to visit Adam and Eve. That partnership was there. That's that kind of communion. The Lord enjoys that. And we could see from where we read in Leviticus, the instruction the Lord gave unto his people that the altar must keep burning. But we look at our lives as believers, and unfortunately, that hasn't been the situation. Many times, we may be on top of the mountain today, but in the next time, you realize that some way, somehow, we are no more there. It's like power in, power out, how light goes on and off. The light could be burning. You know, when we come to Christ, we get born again. There's so much fire. There's so much passion. There's so much zeal. But along the line, you know, the situation of life, the things of the world, many, many things, some way, somehow, make us, either our love goes down, our passion is no more, or sometimes we even fall off. And this is something the Lord is concerned about. The Lord wants us to have that connection without any breakage, that constant flow. And that's the reason why this evening we want to look at this topic. How do we come to that point to maintain that spiritual freshness daily? I pray the Lord will give us grace and we'll be able to reconnect and keep this fire burning all the time in Jesus' name. We want to look at, number one, the causes of spiritual dryness. What causes this spiritual dryness? If you can look at your own Christian life, I'm sure maybe there was a time, if I look at, for example, there have been times I can see that by God's grace, things are well. But at a point, I've also discovered that there seems to be a drop. And I'm sure maybe you might find yourself in the same category. The question is, what are the things that causes all this dryness, spiritual dryness? One thing that is clear in the scripture, number one, is sin. No matter what, once sin enter a man's life, the person becomes dry. That disconnection happens. You may be flowing well with God, everything will be fine, but immediately sin comes. The Bible says that dryness begins. And when we don't rise up early, we don't wake up, as the Bible tells us that if we sin peradventure, it was a mistake. But if whatever happened and we don't get up early, once sin enters, brethren, it's like cutting electric wire. Once it is cut, the power will go off. Let's read Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. I read from verse 23. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The wages of sin is death. This is clear. It's like you are working and you are getting a salary. The salary of sin is death. It doesn't matter how high we go. Once sin enters, the wages is death. Except one can go back to the Lord. Except one return to the Lord. Revelation chapter 3. Look at Revelation chapter 3. Right from verse 1, the Lord Jesus Christ speaking to the church in Sardis, and unto the angel of the church in Sardis writes, these things said he that had the seven spirit of God and the seven stars, I know thy ways, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and are dead. Brethren, there are so many Christians, so-called, that profess they are Christians, they go to church. But to be frank, they are dead. Because some way, somehow, sin has entered their life. This causes spiritual dryness. Another thing is carnality. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, look at verse 1. And I, brethren, unto you as unto spiritual, but unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envy, look at the list, strife, divisions. Are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one said, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Brethren, carnality brings spiritual dryness. And we can see this list in the church. Among us, is there some element of envy? What is the relationship between us and our brethren? Is there any strife? You know, some of these things come subtly. It comes gradually. And once the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, prompts you and you detect it, it should tell you that if you don't pay attention to it, you are on your journey to dryness. Yeah. And that's the more reason why the Lord is speaking to us. The Lord wants us to pay attention to it. Another thing is fellowship. By the grace of God, as we have gathered as a church, we know that every Thursday we gather here for revival, and one may be there and may not attend. You're on your journey to dryness. Church time, people may not come. I'm busy. I'm doing one thing or the other. And by the time you are where you are dry, you could see you are going down. And this is something the Lord wants us to pay attention to. James chapter 4, verse 8. James chapter 4, verse 8. Draw nigh to God. and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your heart, ye double-minded. Draw nigh to God. Brethren, if one wants to stay fresh, that person needs to have fellowship with God. It's a daily, a constant thing. And once a person do not pay attention to daily intimacy, daily fellowship with God, dryness will set in. Many times, we begin to neglect the daily spiritual exercises we need to do. Brethren, we look through the Bible and there's a blueprint. There's a path with which God has given his church. God has given his children. Watch and pray. This is the word of God. And if one desire not to watch and pray, you're on the journey to dryness. There are some basic things we need to know. Prayer is one. And time will fail us to list all of them. As we know, all the exercises we need to do, daily quiet time, having a kind of structure. You know, personally, one thing that I realize is that once a person fails to build a kind of a system for himself to follow, you know, it's like we eat every day. You can't decide to eat today and say, I'm eating all the food I'll eat for next week today. You know, when you do that, you realize that definitely your stomach cannot be able to contain the food for the whole week. But if you begin to break it, eat once a little at a time, you realize that growth becomes consistent. And that is one thing the Lord wants us to pay attention to. Do not pay attention to some of these daily spiritual exercises, skipping our devotions, skipping things that we must do. Then dryness will set in. The promptings of the Spirit. There's no child of God that the Holy Ghost will not prompt you when you are going wrong. Then that person really was not born again. Once a person gives his life to Christ, the Bible makes us understand that the Spirit of God comes to reside in you. You are doing something, he prompts you. You are going to, you are taking a step. Perhaps sometimes you wake up, you have not done what you need to do. The Holy Ghost will be prompting you. And once you begin to ignore these promptings, that is how the Spirit of God will draw himself. And we get to a point that we'll be going down and down and down. Imbalanced life. We are in Europe, brethren. And this is where we need to be careful. It's good we must go to work. It's good. It's very important we must do all that we need to do. But brethren, balance is critical. That imagine you are working, and you fail to rest. You break down one day. And therefore, the Lord wants us to have a kind of... Sometimes you look at yourself, and you know, you're not even waiting for church gathering. You see yourself, realize that I need a retreat. You declare, one day retreat, go. 2 day retreat for yourself. In fact, there are a lot of material. Even if you just go to YouTube, just go to our website, you can get messages, tons of messages. Just listen to refresh yourself. These are the things we do to keep ourselves fresh. But if we fail to do them, we become so busy, too busy. No time for ourselves. We'll be dry. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Now we want to look at the foundation for our spiritual freshness. The Lord has pointed it to us. The thing that causes us to get dry, where does it begin? We have realized our state. Lord, we want to come up. Where do we start from? What do I do? The foundation. Brethren, if you want to grow in Christ, if you want to do anything as far as your walk with God is concerned. It's a deliberate thing. It's not automatic. It's not automatic. One have to be deliberate about it. One have to decide that I want to grow. I'm going to grow. One have to plan for himself, set goals. I want to do this. It's deliberate. And that is why the Lord, we have responsibilities. You know, the way God has created us, he has given us our will. He has given us the power to choose. We can choose to grow. We can choose to keep that freshness, or we cannot. We may decide not to. But before all of these things happen, where does it start from? John chapter 3, verse 3. John 3, verse 3. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Brethren, we don't need dictionary to explain it. Except a man be born again. Yes, you love prayer. Wait. Except a man be born again. Yes, you want to go on a long fast. Before that, wait. Except a man be born again. Foundation needs to be laid first before we think of any other building. And the foundation of salvation. Brethren, you know, sometimes we have heard salvation over and over and over, and many times care is not taken. In fact, we may not even pay serious attention to it. But every point in time, we need to check ourselves. Is my salvation intact? Before we think of Holy Ghost and all of this, think about your salvation, your soul. Are you really in the faith? Are you still in the faith? Is everything okay? Or sin has entered? We must be born again. And the Bible has made it clear. In verse 16 of our text, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but what? Have everlasting life. You can't talk of freshness when there's no life. In fact, forget about, this thing is becoming stale. Is the life in that thing, when the life begins to drop, that is how we begin to realize that this thing is going still, or this thing is reducing its freshness. So first and foremost, life must enter. And that life is eternal life, the life that comes from our Lord and Master Jesus Christ, that everlasting life. We connect to our Savior again, and we receive that life. 1 John chapter 1. 1 John chapter 1, brethren, let's look at verse 1. That which was born, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. And truly, this fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. You know, the gospel is simple. We need to see ourselves with God in a very simple way. Many times, if you begin to think too complex, you may be confused. Just take your time. This is a simple thing. Look at your life. You don't need a pastor to police you. You don't need anybody to police you. You look at yourself. Is your salvation intact? If it is not there, what is the Bible saying? There's life. Through Christ, you go to him. God, look at my life. Things are not okay. Salvation comes. The love of God flows into our life. Our life begins to change. That is where it begins. Salvation. Another thing we can think about You know, if you read before that, if you read the book of Acts chapter 2, let's read Acts chapter 2, verse 37. After the Holy Ghost had come, Peter stood and he spoke. Look at the response of the people. Now, when they had heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? That's the first question to ask. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That is the foundation. You can't jump this. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. I say, may the Lord help us in Jesus' name. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 18. We are still at the foundation. 1 Kings. 1 Kings. I read chapter 18. Look at verse 30. We know the story when Elijah challenged those prophets of Baal. Many things were going on. The people of God had resorted into idolatry. They have swayed away. They have backslidden. And now, God used this prophet to turn God's children to God. And in the process, when he got to verse 30, look at what Elijah said. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. What altar has been broken down? That is where it begins. The first thing we need to take note is to repair the altar of God. The altar of prayer, if it is broken, brethren, you need to wake up. How is your prayer life? Begin to check it. There's no shortcut. That is the truth. There's no shortcut. So if your prayer altar is broken, it is time to repair. It is time to repair. And once you repair that altar, the fire will definitely come in Jesus' name. I've already read Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. Hosea chapter 6, verse 1. Look at what the Bible says. Come and let us return unto the Lord. Return. For he hath torn and he will heal us. He hath smitten and he will bind us up. Last thing I want to talk about here is a prayer of faith and acceptance of his promise. If you look at let's go back to 1 Kings chapter 18. Look at verse 36. After the altar has been repaired, there's repentance. You have run to the Lord. What next do you do? All you need to do, you can't save yourself, is to embrace that fellowship again. Embrace the blessings of God. Embrace that promise. You pray in faith, relying on the Lord. In verse 30, it says, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah, the prophet, came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel, and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. He did not jump any procedure. He followed, he did it according to the word of God. And once those foundations was laid, look at verse 30, he said, hear me, O Lord, hear me, that these people may know that thou art the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell. The fire will fall again in Jesus' name. The Lord will restore us again in Jesus' name. Just the Bible says, set your face like a flint. Wherever you are, just decide to make up your mind. God, not anymore. Not anymore. I want to make progress. I want to move on. Wherever I am, pick me again. And once you set your mind, your heart to the Lord, and you pray in faith, brethren, this is all what the Lord is waiting for. He will carry us far and will take us there in Jesus' name. Because of our time, let's look at our last point before we pray. Now, we have noticed the dryness, the thing that caused dryness. We have learned about the foundation. You've laid the foundation. Christ has come. You have been restored. Now the problem is, how do you maintain that? And this is where the challenge comes. Many of us, it's easy to start, but the problem is we easily, it's like there's no constancy. And brethren, this is the prime of our topic, of our message this evening. You want to ask yourself, how do I keep that constancy? You know, Christianity is not emotions. It is not a situational. It is not when situation should not determine our Christian life. The Bible says we should be instant in season and out of season. That all days are not equal. Sometimes things might change, but the Lord still requires faithfulness. He still requires constancy. God is a law, is a God that really keeps. He really keeps to what we have, the structures we have put in place. And this is something that the Lord wants all of us as a church, every individual to begin to check his life. Like I said, it requires a deliberate effort. Achieving spiritual freshness requires a deliberate effort. One just has to decide. One just has to make up his mind. Put things in place. Look at your own life. Balance things up. Even if it is 30 minutes you want to give to God, brethren, the Lord wants us to learn how to be faithful to that. And as we do that, constantly we'll be able to keep that fire without it going down in Jesus' name. Let's look at some of the few things the Lord wants us to take note of in order to keep this freshness. Number one, abide in Christ. We should abide. In John chapter 15, John chapter 15, let's look at what Jesus Christ said. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Now look at verse 4. Abide in me. Don't visit me. Abide. Don't just come and enjoy me for a brief moment and go. Don't just, today I really experienced the fire of God. Today when I went to church, I saw the hand of God. I was so blessed. Good, but don't leave. Though the church is over, we don't close the chapter and go about to do our own things. Abide. Abide. Abide in me and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in a vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. You know, our basic agriculture teaches us, if you have you plant a seed, and before it matures, you are not patient, then you remove it. Maybe I want a better place, you remove it, you go and put it in another place. By the time you're away, that seedling will just die out. But if you are patient and it remains at one place, keep nurturing it. One place, that is how it will get roots and that plant will become so useful and it will bear much fruit. This principle is the same. We need to abide. Look at Hosea chapter 14. Let's read Hosea chapter 14, verses 7. They that dwell under his shadow shall return. They shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. They that what dwell under the shadow. Look at the wordings of God's word. Dwell. Stay put. Make up your mind. God, I have come to stay. I have come. I am not going back. That is what the Lord wants us to do. And as we make up our mind that way, we are going to maintain that freshness in Jesus' name. In the book of Psalms chapter 1, if you read Psalm 1, right from verse 1, look at what the Bible says. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Let's look at, jump to verse 3. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he shall do, what shall prosper. Brethren, that is God's word. You know, who are the people that you interact with? Who are the people that you are so comfortable with? Who are your friends after church? Who are the people that you really share your deep stuff with? It matters. It matters. You know, yesterday a brother said something that really, really, I mean, spoke to me. That, you know, when you want to see a man's life, you can read from the kind of woman that person will marry. I was thinking about it. I said, this is serious. And he's saying that, of course, you see the woman, the kind of personality of the person, and it will reflect the values, because definitely nobody will go and marry somebody who doesn't share your values. And it really spoke to me that indeed this is true. The kind of people you enjoy hanging around with, in fact, it's a reflection of who you truly are. Who are your friends? Do you enjoy, I mean, staying with people that have a common goal of heaven? People that will eschew evil. People that stand for righteousness. Oh, for you, your case is, when I come to church, I'm in church. But when I go out, all these church people. No, brethren, if you do that, it's a clear indication who you are. We must also delight in the word of God. It is clear. There's no shortcut, like I said. God's word is God's word. In verse 2 of our text in Psalms 1, look at verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law do he meditate day and night. And now if you add verse 3, and he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Definitely, hearing God's word, internalizing it, meditating upon it. You know, these are not, actually, this message is a very simple message to us. It's not any, you know, complex thing. This is simple. Just take your time and hear it. And if you hear it and you apply your heart to it, brethren, it will surprise you the level God will take you to. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. What again? Looking unto Jesus daily. Brethren, we can't do it by ourselves. Like we read in John 15, abide in me. The Bible has made it clear in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Look at what the scripture say. Looking unto Jesus, the author, remember the foundation. Looking unto Jesus, the one who started, the one who brought you into the faith. Look unto him. How you came believing Christ, the same way you maintain your spiritual freshness by still looking unto him. Don't take off your eye, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brethren, the Lord Christ Jesus is sitting at the right hand side of the Father, praying for you. It should give an idea the love that he has for you. Christ is praying for you. When you think about it, it should give you an assurance. Don't be scared. You know, situations might come and it appears as if, can I really stand? Will I be able to really continue this Christian journey? Looking unto him, one day at a time. Don't jump ahead. Don't combine many things. Take it slow. One day at a time. The Lord who kept you today will keep you tomorrow. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher. The one who started, he will finish. The Bible says, I am Alpha, I am Omega, the beginning and the end. In John 4, chapter 4, verse 13, John chapter 4. John chapter 4, verse 13. Maybe somebody should read for us. I've been doing a lot of talking. So if you are there, can read for us. John chapter 4, verse 13 and 14. I want someone to read for us.
Verse 13. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
Amen. God bless you, Ramak. Brethren, Christ is all we need. Jesus is all we need. Look unto him. He said that whosoever drinketh of the water that I give him, he will not thirst again. What kind of water are you drinking? Whatever it is, whatever situation, whatever circumstance. Yes, as men, sometimes you may be a bit shaking here and there, but you know, it's okay sometimes to be like that because you are men. But the counsel is keep drinking. Keep drinking. That same Jesus, he will help you. That same Jesus, he will sustain you. That same Jesus who has kept you from the beginning, that same Jesus will keep us now. That same Jesus. Perhaps you are faced with a challenge. You are faced with a situation. And it appears, oh, it's like, what can I do? That same Jesus. You are sick. That same Jesus. You need deliverance. That same Jesus. He will deliver. That same Jesus. That same Jesus will take us to heaven. Look at the world now. So many challenges, so many confusion. Everything in the world is pointing to the fact that very soon Christ will be coming soon. Yes, though the world will be crying challenges, many things are going on. Look at the news. What happened in Turkey? So many troubles. Sometimes when you hear all these things, the Bible says that we should not be troubled. That same Jesus. Just keep trusting him. And lastly, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, before we pray, let's look at verse 17. We are still looking at how to maintain this spiritual freshness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look at verse 17. Are we all there? Maybe I want us all to recite it together. Let's unmute our mic. For the count of two, we all say it together. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verses 17. 1, 2, go.
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing. Very short. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Don't say I pray today. No, pray without ceasing. How can I be praying 24/7? Brethren, you can pray. You can pray in the bus. You can pray any opportunity you get, you can pray. The Bible says, pray with all prayer. Prayer is not only maybe you've closed yourself in a room and no, wherever you are, short prayers, long prayers, whichever opportunity you get, pray with all prayer. Prayer that we close our eyes. Prayer that we have to open your eyes. Pray without ceasing. Just pray. Continue in prayer. And as we do that, brethren, that freshness will come. And finally, if you read the book of Isaiah, chapter 40. Isaiah, chapter 40. Look at what the Bible says. Isaiah, chapter 40, verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Amen. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Amen. They that wait upon the Lord. They that wait. No matter how dry you are, if you wait, you want to close eyes, you want to pray to God, whatever you heard, brethren, this is the moment we have. They that wait upon the Lord, remember the thing that causes the dryness. Remember the foundation, ye must be born again. A man went to Jesus, he said, except a man be born again. Whether you are young or old, except a man be born again. Ye must be born again. How do you keep this freshness? How do you keep this freshness? We must continue in prayer. We must look unto Jesus. Pray and tell the Lord, God, I am in your hands. Help me. Pastor, please, you can take it.
Thank you, Pastor. Brethren, this is the time now to commit what we've heard to the Lord in prayer. It is one thing to hear, and the greater or the most important is to apply what we've heard. And there is no how we can apply it if we don't pray it in. I want us to open our mouth. First of all, and bless the Lord for giving us this word at this special time. He knows our hearts, he knows our lifestyles, he knows everything, he knows everything around us. And so this word came at the best of the time that we need it. Let's bless the Lord. As we do that, we're going to lift up our voices now and pray to God. Father, I want to maintain daily spiritual freshness. Daily spiritual freshness. When you go to the supermarket, you want to buy vegetables or fruits. You won't buy those stale or sterile, expired, weak, dead ones. You want fresh vegetables, you want fresh fruits. If you want to offer services to the Lord requires our services to be fresh. And that is not how we can offer fresh service to God if you yourself as a person, the key focus, if you are not fresh. Like the servant of God mentioned, the key takeaway of this message is constancy, consistency. Let's open our mouth and tell the Lord, help me. I will be constant to God. I will be consistent. Father, in my daily walk with you, you told Abraham, walk before me and be thou perfect. It is not the will of God that we waver, we rise and fall, the inconsistency as a result of whatever, that is not the will of God. Let's open our mouth and tell the Lord, Father, I need your grace to be firm. I need your grace to be consistent. I need your grace not to waver. I will remain in you and with you, no matter what. Give me the grace, O God, to remain in you. Nothing will pull me away from the kingdom. Nothing will shake me out of the kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Here we have seen what causes inconsistency or what causes spiritual dryness. We've seen sin, carnality, lack of fellowship with God. Brethren, of all the items listed, sin is the fundamental. When once a man sins, every other thing comes in. We are going to pray and tell the Lord, anywhere, oh God, that you have allowed sin into your life, sin of omission or sin of commission, that today, Holy Father, by your power, you repent. Open your mouth and tell the Lord, I come to you. I come to you. Have mercy, O God. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Brethren, let us pray. Tell the Lord, wherever you have missed it, wherever you have gone against the will of God, wherever you gave deaf ears to the biddings of the Spirit, to the beckonings of the Spirit, to the instructions of the Spirit, to the warnings of the Spirit. Maybe you never gave heed, and then the Spirit is not speaking again. And then you are wallowing in spiritual dryness and wilderness. This is the time to tell the Lord and say, Lord, I repent. I repent. Like the servant of God mentioned, it is also sinful to be carnal. When we begin to compare ourselves, compare ministers of the gospel, compare many things, and then we give preference to one as against the other, all these are not right in the sight of God. Let us pray, tell the Lord, oh God, whatever that has caused dryness, whatever that has caused me not to be consistent, not to be constant, oh God, in my daily offering, for instance, morning devotion, our regular quiet time. How regular is it? Even this morning, can we begin to assess ourselves from the standpoint of today? As you woke up today, brethren, were you able to open your Bible and read? Were you able to greet good morning to the Holy Spirit? Were you able to have some valuable time in the presence of God? And the Lord speaks to you, and you pray back to him. And as you rose to prepare for daily activity, you see that sense of satisfaction. You see that glue, that connection. You see that identification with the Spirit. You had the voice of the Spirit. You are going, and you are about to go for work or whatever. There is that joy because you have connected with the Spirit. Men and brethren, let us put mouth and say, God, today I cut off any and everything that will make me to be stale and sterile before you. Everything, oh God, that will make me to be dry. Everything, oh God, that will make me to be offering unwanted services before you. Father, today, by your power, we say no to it, oh God. Every sin is repented today. Every sin, even the ones we know, the ones we don't know, Father, today we come to you, O God. Look upon your church. Behold your children. We want to be consistent. We want to be constant. We want to be useful. We want to, O God, be valuable in your sight. Father, we are praying. Maybe the ones who may not have identified, but the devil is using it as a pipe, oh God, to soak our spiritual nutrient. And by the time we arrive, before we know it, we come back to zero. Today, by your power, every loophole, oh God, every hole, oh God, every weak link in the chain of our spiritual life, by your power, oh God, those sins will repair from them today. We'll repair from them today. We'll repair from them today. In the name of Jesus. Brethren, pray. Like the servant of God mentioned, maybe you've neglected spiritual promptings or living an imbalanced, inconsistent life. Brethren, pray, tell the Lord, I am coming back to you. I am coming back to you. I want this freshness. I want this freshness, oh God. Give me the grace to be fresh before you. Give me the grace. I will be fresh. I will be fresh because I have, oh God, renounced. I have recanted. I have repented for every sin, anything that I have cut off my relationship, my glue, my connection, my fellowship with the Spirit. Today, oh God, I have repented. I have repented. Brother, pray. Sister, pray. Today is Friday, a revival hour. If you cannot get refreshed, if you cannot get reglued, if you cannot get reconnected with the Spirit on Fridays, I wonder which day it will be. That is why we have this fellowship, that the Lord will touch our spirit, the Lord will touch our souls. We want to burn for him. We want to burn for him. And therefore, whatsoever that's made your candle not to burn, everything that's been contending with your spiritual brightness, this is the time to yank it out of your life. I pray, oh God, for your people, oh God. Father, behold your children. Oh Lord, behold your church. As we pray, as we look up to you, as we repent of our sins, oh God. Oh Lord, take away. Take away, take away, take away every sin, oh God. Your people have prayed. Your people have repented. I know you have answered. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Brethren, what about the foundation for our spiritual freshness? What is the foundation? Before you offer fresh services to the Lord, even you yourself must be fresh. But there is a foundation on which that can be built. Bear with me, I read Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7 in verse 24.
Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. See the foundation. It was founded upon the rock. That is, you hear the word of God, whosoever hears it and does it, you apply it. He said, it's like a man who built his house upon a rock. Brother, sister, we're going to open our mouth and pray. And tell and say, Father, today I have decided to build upon this foundation. Foundation of the rock, which is Christ. Oh God, give me that grace. Give me that grace. My spiritual life will be built on you. You're not going to, as the man of God mentioned, your spirituality is not going to be emotional, like the wind that blows, like the weather. When it is autumn, your spiritual life is coming up. When it is winter, it goes down. When it is in the summer, you are excited, you are bright, you are prayerful. But when the weather changes, you cannot be chameleonic in your spiritual life and expect the blessings of God. Let's pray and tell the Lord, oh God, I will build my spiritual life upon the rock. Look at the things the Bible says will happen. Number one, the rain will fall. Some of the time, as you rise in your spiritual fellowship with the Lord, you begin to experience some challenges. From one challenge, you graduate to a bigger one as the rain falls, and then the floods will come, and then the winds will blow. All of them are orchestrated to bring you down. But if you refuse to fall, then the Lord says you have built your house upon a rock. We're going to pray and tell the Lord, oh God, any and every challenge whatsoever will come my way to put this foundation down, Father, I resist this moment. We're going to pray. The servant of the Lord underlined salvation. If you are born again, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creator. All the things, all things have become new. If you are born again, you will see the power of God upon your life. If you are born again, you will see the glory of God upon your life. For Christ in you is the hope of glory. Let's open our mouth and say, Father, I build on this foundation. I build on this foundation. Oh Lord, give me that grace. I build on this foundation. Foundation of salvation. Foundation of salvation. As you repair the broken altar, every altar, like Prophet Elijah, gather the children of Israel, and they have to cry out to God, and God answered that prayer. Brother, sister, is your altar broken? You used to be vibrant. Your prayer life was, like a glow. Everybody knew that you are different. How are you now? Let us open our mouth and tell and say, Father, every broken altar, every broken altar, every broken altar, as Elijah repaired the altar, I repair the altar today. If maybe it could be in your family, anything is going wrong in your family, you are not able to pray again as a family, tell the Lord, oh God, this altar that is already grown up with weeds, grasses everywhere, because of inconsistency, because of, oh God, lack of constancy, today, Father, I repair the altar. Today, oh Father, I repair the altar. In the name of Jesus, I repair the altar. I repair the altar. I repair the altar. Tell the Lord, the altar of your life, the altar of revival. I repair the altar. Whatsoever that have made you to grow weak, whatsoever I made it to grow consistent, oh, that foundation will be rebuilt tonight. That foundation will be resurrected tonight. That foundation will begin to grow again tonight. The altar of sacrifice in your family, oh God, we'll call it back today. We'll revisit that altar. That altar will be back. That altar is repaired. We repair the altar as a corporate entity, oh God, as a church will come together to say, Father, our altar will be repaired. We repair altar today in the name of Jesus. We repair altar today in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then how can we maintain the spiritual freshness? Very, very important. And the servant of Lord read a very important Bible reference. I want us to go back to it again in John chapter 15. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except they abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. Brethren, we are going to pray that, oh God, give me the grace. Brother, sister, we are in Europe. And we have too many things to contend with. We have too many things to take care of. We are too busy. We can be so busy that we even forget critical essential things in our life. But in all of our busyness, we're going to lift up our voice and say, God, who am I to stand? Who am I, oh God, to be successful in this race? If I am not glued, if I am not firmly connected, brethren, the life of the branch is dependent on the trunk. That is not how the branch can boast itself against the tree. The branch will produce fruits. The branch will flourish. The branch will do well. It all depends on how closely, firmly, unwaveringly attached it is to the tree. Brethren, you are the branch. And Christ said, I am the tree. We are going to pray. I'm the vine. Oh God, as a branch, I cannot do anything. As a branch, I cannot achieve anything. As a branch, I cannot make any movement. I cannot make any success. I cannot make any headway, except that I'm firmly connected in you. Holy Father, give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace to see my emptiness, to see my vanity, to see, oh God, that I cannot do it without you. There is no self-management. When I break your mind and pray against self-management, when once the spirit begins to prompt you, when once your mind begins, your heart begins to tell you, brother, you are straying, my son, you are going away, you come back to God. That is one of the evidences of somebody that is abiding the Lord. He listens carefully to the promptings of the spirit. You must abide. Let's pray and tell the Lord, oh God, I will abide. 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 In the name of Jesus, you will abide every moment of the day, and the office will abide. And then anywhere you find yourself, the place of duty, you will abide. In your business place, you abide. At home, you will abide. Many things will want to cause you not to abide or to dislocate you and disorient you. Tell the Lord, I will not allow anything to shift my focus. I will abide in Jesus. By abiding, you will maintain daily spiritual freshness. I will abide. I will abide. I will abide. Give me, oh God, I will abide. In Jesus' name we pray. Whatever that can make us not to abide. One key thing again is being close to people that do not share the same spiritual values with us. And the servant of God has told us we have to disconnect from every wrong association. The Bible says, evil communication corrupts good manners. My son, if sinners entice thee, concern thou not. And in the world, they say, show me your friend, and I'll show you who you are. Let's open our mouth and turn around and say, God, give me the grace. So God, anybody, any wrong person that has seeped into your life, you are becoming to imbibe their values. You are beginning to accept their views, even if not consciously, psychologically, subconsciously. You are beginning to talk like them, think like them, view things like them. Gradually, 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 you are straying. Let's open our mouth and turn around and say, God, today I exercise myself. I disconnect myself. Oh God, I take myself away from this wrong association, from evil people, from people, oh God, who will not help my spiritual stability, who will not help my spiritual consistency and constancy with you. Give me the grace, oh God, to be far from them. I dislocate, I disconnect from them. In the name of Jesus, I disconnect from them. Men and brethren, no matter how important those people could be in your life, but if only in this world we have hope in Christ Jesus of all men most miserable, if only whatever they give you is so valuable to you and to help build your physical life and they don't add spiritual value to you, there is no need to keep on maintaining a relationship. Let's tell another and say, God, open my eyes. Maybe you may not have known, may not have deciphered where this wrong association is, but you see yourself drifting and drifting and drifting and drifting and drifting. We're going to pray and tell the Lord, open my eyes, oh God, to see what is responsible. The way you are talking now, your preferences now, your values that are beginning to shift away from what you have known before. Let alone, I open my eyes today to see where this wrong is coming from, where this problem is coming from, and today, oh God, I do away with them. I do away with them. Maybe you are beginning to read a particular book, you are beginning to like a particular channel, news outlet, and before you know it, you're beginning to have a different view of the word and of the Bible. Let's open our mouth and tell the Lord today, oh God, take me away from this group. Take me away from this channel. I make up my mind to be far from it, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Delight yourself in the Lord. He said, blessed is the man that walking on the counsel of the ungodly, the counsel of the ungodly, stand the seat of the sinful. We are going to open our mouth and tell the Lord, I will delight in you. My delight will be in the Lord. In the morning, David says, at morning, evening, and noon, will I call upon the Lord. My delight will be in the Lord. Brethren, as I said earlier, there are many things that fall fight our spiritual life and constancy, but we must make up our mind. There must be a deliberate effort. There must be that intentionality to say, look, no matter the pressure, no matter how stressed I am, no matter how busy I am, everything is calling you here and there. Oh God, on this particular one, I cannot waver. I cannot waver in my delighting in the Lord. Reading the Bible, meditating on the word of God, it is very, very important for our consistency and constancy. Let's pray the Lord will help us. He will help us. The essence of the message today and our gathering for this revival hour is to keep us fresh, to keep us fresh, to keep us fresh. And after our meeting today, before you sleep tonight, or as you wake up in the morning, want to meet with the Lord in your quiet time or morning devotion, you will see the effect of that prayer. That is why you must not allow anything to come in contact between you and God as you are praying this moment. This prayer is important. Tell the Lord, oh God, help me, Father. I will focus. In Jesus' name we pray. Men and brethren, as we struggle to make ends meet, as we try to gather this and that, there is the tendency that we begin to drift. And that is why our focus must be in Christ. The Bible tells us, looking upon to Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. And there are many things that come our way, maybe challenges in our health, or this enable to make ends meet and so on, and the thing is seeping into your spirit, you're becoming discouraged, depressed, begin to pity yourself. Brethren, this is the time to look upon to Jesus. This is the time to tell the Lord, because he says, he himself, he has suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. What are you going through? Tell the Lord, oh God, I'll look upon to you. The devil wants to make you to begin to pity you. That self-pity is beginning to creep in. You think that nobody cares, nobody understands and appreciates the quantum of the challenges you are in. And you go, you are alone, so depressed. Tell the Lord and say, Father, oh, this sense of depression, I get it out of my life today. Jesus, I look upon to you. Looking upon to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the great high priest. He prays for us. He's praying for you, oh dear daughter of God, oh dear child of God. Jesus is there praying for you. Therefore, we have to lift up our bodies unto him because he cares. cares for you. He cares for you. He cares for you. Don't allow any earthly burden, material burden, or lack, or inability to meet whatever need in your family to begin to cause you to drift. You see, the Bible, you don't have that joy, that excitement in approaching to God. This is the time to say, Father, today I repent from self-pity. I repent from self-management. I repent from every and anything, oh God, that caused me to be far from you. I'll look upon to you, Jesus. I'll look upon to you, Jesus. As we drink the water of God, oh God, I will remain fresh. I will remain fresh. I will remain fresh. And most importantly, prayer. 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 Some of the time we gather together, that is the time you see yourself vibrating and praying. But after that, that aura is not there. Shall we open our mouth and tell us, so God, my spiritual altar will be on fire. Revival, oh God, has come to my soul. 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 In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our Father, we thank you for your mercies. We bless you, oh God, for the world tonight. Thank you, Father, because you have seen everything around your people. And this word has come at this material time to correct us, oh God, and to make us to remain spiritually fresh, dynamic, and vibrant for you. Father, we are praying, as we have had, oh God, whatsoever that has caused spiritual dryness, oh God, in our lives, sin, carnality, or whatsoever, today we repent from them. We say, Father, no more again shall we imbibe, shall we engage in them or involve in them, in Jesus' name. Oh God, help us. Help us to be far and to be clear from any and everything, oh God, that attaches us to anything that sucks our spiritual values, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Father, we have seen the foundation. It is to build on you. And that is salvation. Oh God, as many on this platform who have not understood what it means to be saved, that joy of salvation, that spark in their spiritual life that makes them know that, look, I'm a child of God. That witness of the Holy Ghost in their inner self. Anybody who has not seen or experienced that today, oh God, as we have had this evening, let that voice begin to speak. Somebody is coming to Christ today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, as your word has said, the rain will fall, the flood will come, and the wind will blow. It will not fall because it was built upon the rock. Help us, oh God, who will build upon the rock in Jesus' name. Who will build upon the rock to rock, oh God. And wherever our altars have grown with wings, oh God, in our families and individual life, Father, we repair the altar. We repair the altar. We repair the altar. And as we pray today, revival will set in Jesus' name. Father, we will abide. We will abide. Open our eyes every day to see our helplessness without you. That with you, we can. Without you, we cannot. And that is how we're going to be viewing ourselves, oh God. Father, we want to thank you. Thank you, Father, for this refreshing. The refreshing message, and for your servant you have used to bless us, oh God, freshen him up, oh God, and for all your servants on the platform, every member of the church, we need the freshness to serve you, as you have promised us that this year shall be a year of, oh God, divine performance, that which are promised us, you will perform it in our lives, and spiritual wilderness or dryness will never ever stand between us and you, in Jesus' name. We bless your name because you have answered. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Verena, are you there? Amen.
Amen.